So rather than hanging around my parents' house in sweatpants all day, I was happy that the Nixon administration was willing to pay a guy like me to do whatever little I could to try to raise people out of poverty. My mom and dad especially enjoyed this notion. It was kind of a fun time for me, chiefly because I didn't care if I was fired. That gave me a lot of freedom. I was put to work as an administrative assistant, which actually means I was a glorified secretary. But the title sounded better, like I was really doing something important. I was assisting two women who were in charge of bringing child care centers to the women of Appalachia. For some reason, these women felt very bad for me because they thought I was overqualified for the job. Overqualified? I didn't know shit about children or care or Appalachia. Therefore, in the land of government service, I was considered an expert in all three. Anyway, they never let me type any of their work for them, which was most of what my job consisted of. They'd hand me studies to read about the children of the region or suggest that I use my time talking to people in the office to see what they were up to. I was there doing research on the commission and telling my bosses what I thought. It was fascinating. In order to irritate those in charge, and because I was just an administrative assistant and nobody was paying much attention to me, I didn't wear a tie. Then, a few weeks later, they told me I had to wear one. So I would wear a tie, but I just threw it around my neck without tying it. Then they said I had to tie it. So I would tie it like you would tie a shoelace. Then they said it had to be a real knot. And finally, I relented and tied a real knot. I think the tie allows people the possibility of being able to kill themselves at the drop of a hat. The whole death apparatus is set and ready to go. You just have to find a good, firm pipe to hang from. I also think the tie is impressive to the human mind. There is a certain authority to it. Look, he made a knot in his tie. He really must know what he's doing. So now that I was properly attired, just how was I going to change the lives of the poor but good folk of the Appalachian mountain range? Well, I wasn't going to change anything. There was a group of Nixon appointees within the commission, you see, who were doing everything possible to dismantle the agency. The president had given them that very mandate. Why? As far as Tricky Dick was concerned, the Appalachian region was obviously doing just great. It was a veritable boom area. Apparently, it had always prospered, but the Nixon administration, in its infinite wisdom, was the first to notice. We are talking parts of Kentucky, Tennessee, West Virginia, Virginia, and Georgia, a stretch of land that has little going for it except its hardy people and its diminishing coal mines. And that's about it. Well, it does actually have one other thing going for it. Poverty, stretching as far as the eye can see. To this day, I take a little credit and have a modicum of pride for my contribution to that phenomenon. And if the illustrious Richard Milhouse Nixon were alive today, I'd happily slap him on the back of his head and scream, "What the fuck were you thinking?"